Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know about you, but personally, sometimes when I pray over and over about something without getting it, I get so impatient. Maybe it can also happen to you. Impatience in the midst of prayer. In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ encounters this woman. We are told that she was a Canaanite woman. Perhaps she was a Jew. She approaches Jesus with a petition that really needed an urgent response. She says, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David." I believe that she knew Jesus so well. First of all, he's Lord. And secondly, he's the son of David, the Savior, the one who was already awaited for, the one who was going to restore the people of Israel. So she approaches him. Her daughter was tormented by a demon, and she wanted her to be healed by our Lord Jesus Christ. But of course, Jesus seems to be silent, as if he's not listening. But at the end of the story, that's where it gets so deep. Jesus says to her, "O woman, great is your faith, and let it be done to you as you wish." Prayer answered. My brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer presupposes a relationship. And prayer, as the Catechism tells us, that it raises our minds and hearts to God. That's what it does. It's not just, you know, you go, you ask for something, you get it right away. Sometimes we ask even what we do not need. All at times we ask not because we need something, but because we are testing God. All that can happen to us. And so we get so impatient. All at times we look at God as a machine. You punch in something, you want it right away. But actually prayer doesn't work that way. Like I said, it presupposes a relationship. A relationship with our God, but more so a relationship with one another. So as we pray, let us approach Jesus, our God, like this Canaanite woman. Jesus seemed to be silent, but his silence didn't mean that he was absent. He was listening, and he granted the request at the right time. And that's where the glory of God was truly manifested. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration that as we approach Jesus and partake on him in the Eucharist, that we too may be like this Canaanite woman, approaching Jesus with humility, but more so with patience and perseverance. When we do that, he will listen and answer our prayers. Let us go to our Blessed Mother Mary, that she may also intercede for us and point us to Jesus, her Son, the one who will always listen and answer our prayers if we approach him with humility and perseverance. Amen.